It's the 29th of July 2009, day 15, I believe. And I'm having a quick cup of coffee before visiting time. It's been a little while since I last recorded one of those. Not least because I've been quite busy with the children, very much trying to get life back to normal while Beth remains in hospital, and also zipping into London every now and then to come and see her. When she was admitted to accident and emergency at the Royal London, she was moved up to sort of a general female ward, as I mentioned in my previous audio boo, and they've slowly been trying to get her into the neurosurgery ward, which they managed to do. That's a bit loud, isn't it? This morning. So this is the first time I'm going to be seeing her in her new location. She's had the specialist, Mr. Jamier, around, and he's fairly pleased with the way things have gone on. But as time's gone on, it has been emerging the real severity of what happened to Beth between Thursday and over the weekend. Put simply, she got meningitis and was refused treatment, which is pretty darn dangerous if you ask me, and there will be questions asked once she comes home. And it's quite difficult to deal with, to be honest, because it was only through tenacity, bothering people, almost making a nuisance of myself and ourselves, excuse me, in general, that we managed to get this far, this successfully. And that's not a poor reflection on the NHS, although the resources are limited to a great extent. But things just happen so slowly. It's painful to have to stand by and watch these things. Obviously, with limitations of visiting time now, I can't come and be with Beth all the time. And now she's well enough, I think, that she doesn't need so much, in inverted commas, looking after. When she was in the female-only ward, it wasn't very nice. There must have been 20 beds in there. It was kind of open plan. The girl to her left of her had been, what did she say? Not ransacked, but savaged by a dog. And the woman to the right was deaf and old and had to be shouted at. So it wasn't a pleasant place for Beth to be, especially seeing as she was literally bedridden on the orders of the surgeon. But things are moving on afoot, and Mr. Ye has been patching her up. She's been patched up, it seems, three times now, with stitches and glue. And obviously she's still on the antibiotics to make sure the infection goes away. Now, considering that the possibility of having had been meningitis, I did check that where her skin was a little inflamed and rashy, that when I put pressure on it, the redness went away. But when you've got internal meningitis actually at the location, the physiological signs are slightly different, and it won't show up like that. So literally, I did the best I could, but without the analysis that went on afterwards, almost posthumously, it's horrible to think that way, we would never have known. But anyway, I'm going to visit her at 4 o'clock. I hadn't realised that in the new ward she's in, visiting time's actually at 4 rather than starts at 2. So when I turned up at 2:30, 2:45, and parked in Sainsbury's car park, which gives 2 hours free, although the barrier's broken, and I did spend 20 minutes looking for a man with a clipboard, I kind of snookered myself a little bit. But I've wandered down now, I'm having a cup of coffee, and I shall wander back up and give Beth lots of sweets and things to help her through the remainder of her stay. Christopher's at Cub Camp, so I'm looking after Eleanor at home, and I imagine we're gonna get plenty to do, because she loves to help. She's still at that age where she loves to help, and although she'd much rather sit in front of Tom and Jerry, we'll have a good time. Anyway, I've probably gone way over my 5 minutes, so I'll have a look at the display. And 4 minutes, 18 seconds, that's perfect. And I shall catch you up, Mrs. Listener, of course. Oh, I've lost it. I'm going to have some more caffeine, and I shall be on my way. Thanks for listening, and there'll be more from me soon.